Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good job, Kyle.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome again to a special live edition of the Dogs Podcast here, NFL Draft Night 2, Browns pick 74-98. We're going to be with you all the way until the Browns make their picks. We're hoping they trade back so we can be on longer. We're going to be here all night, though, hanging out with you guys. We appreciate you guys being here. We have a very special guest today. We have Derek DF Frisbee in studio. I already gave him his flowers once. You guys just couldn't hear it, but we're very excited to have him in studio. He's been a fan of the show for a while. We've been wanting to bring him here to Dover, Ohio, and he finally made the drive, so thank you for being here.
Yep, all the way through Amish country, you know, we had to bring the lost and founds to the studio. We got a special night tonight.
So yeah.
Y'all see it.
Yeah, he's talking about his kicks.
Hey, Justin's got some ones, too. Yeah. Y'all can't see it under the table.
We'll get him out later.
Justin's got some.
I'm
going to
go and join him on the side table when Jonathan gets here. But, yeah, we'll just be showing off Jordan 1s all night.
There we go.
As you can see, it's a special night. John's going to be here around 8 o'clock. He couldn't get out of work. He's a hardworking man, but he is going to be here tonight. So we're going to have all four of us plus Derek all night. We're in this nice fancy studio for tonight. Hopefully you guys like that. We've kicked it up a notch for our third draft night coverage. Before I do get into, you know, your standard opening, I want to talk about, I saw a comment here from Unrendered. He said he'd join the dog pack when he graduates school soon. Bro, we got that 99-cent option just for you. It's not even 12 bucks a month. I believe in you. I'm just playing. I'm giving
12
you a
bucks
hard
a year.
Time. It's 12 bucks a year.
The dollar menu.
12 bucks a year. Yeah.
There is no dollar menu anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
We're the only dollar menu in town.
Exactly.
So take advantage.
So we appreciate everybody who's here already. Hopefully you guys are hanging out with us all night. Remember, if you want to get your interest on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com. Tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. Obviously, we're going to get into last night's draft picks, the head scratchers, the teams we think we did well. We're going to be following the draft live all night tonight, talking about who we want to see the Browns take. Obviously, draft is going to start here in a couple minutes, so we'll see why I got time. I want to remind you guys, if you're watching on YouTube right now and you haven't yet subscribed, please do make sure you tap that notification bell so you never miss any new content that we're putting out. Derek's putting out content for us throughout the week. He's been helping us out a lot. That's been super cool. Josh has been pumping out more content during the week. And then obviously, we're still putting out the, you know, the main episodes every week, so you don't want to miss any of that. So make sure that notification bell is tapped. If you want to just listen to the shows, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. I think Derek is a Dog Pack member, so he can speak about how awesome it is. You get to hang out with, you get to, I mean, who knows, one day you might get to come be on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're cool enough, you got to be at least as cool as DF.
You got to have some kicks. Yeah. If you're going to come on the show, you got to at least come with some sneakers.
Yeah, we don't lay in the studio if you just got plain Jane kicks on.
Yeah.
You get extra episode every week. You get access to the private Discord, which just got revamped. This is how cool the Discord is and how cool the Dog Pack is. We got the Discord set up tonight where people from literally all over the country and the world are feeding us information on draft prospects, where it's like ESPN up in here. Yeah. So that's how cool the Dog Pack is. We're a really tight-knit community. So if you're interested in that, jointhedogs.com. If that's a little, you know, steep for you, you're not looking for that much commitment to the Dog Pack, YouTube memberships, 99 cents a month. I already mentioned it. You get the sweet emojis. Looks awesome in the chat. You get priority answering in the chat. It's just, it's a lot of fun, and it just helps support the show. We couldn't have bought this $1 million studio without it.
We got it on a discount.
Yeah. So we appreciate you guys being here, all the support you guys give us. That's jointhedogs.com to become a Dog Pack member. So I think that's...
Well, the one thing I want to talk about is...
This show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
Well, I'm hungry. I want to dive into these.
So, yes, Omaha Steaks, grilling season is upon us. I know I got myself a Blackstone, so I'm going to be grilling out a bunch. They actually sent us a bunch of food tonight. So if you see us eating these burgers, it's because we're being paid to and we love them.
I better not see any memes of me eating. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, you know, covering my mouth. No, but they're awesome. They're super awesome. They're very tasty. So head to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS. Get huge discounts all summer long. We appreciate them sending us this food and sponsoring tonight's show. We couldn't do it without them. Look at all these level ones.
I know. We got Kevin Scanlon.
Just Dog me and Pack all my Plus. Friends.
Thank you.
Oh, man. It's good to have you guys here. So
love seeing this.
I think, you know, the Steelers are going to be on the clock here once the draft officially kicks on. If this is anything like last night, the draft is going on and everybody watching on TV is 15 minutes behind. I don't know what that was up with last night. I was so far behind, even though I was on live.
I thought about just putting my phone down. Even though I was just texting with all my friends, you know, and Dog Pack and everybody, I was like, oh, man, I wanted some surprise to it.
Well, that's for me. Last night was the first time in the NFL draft in a long time that I watched it strictly on the TV. I shut off my Twitter notifications, turned off text, didn't look at my phone. And it's like, it's a totally different experience because, you know, when you have the sound off, you're trying to read lips, and that's impossible to do.
Yep.
And then you got now, and especially in rounds 2 and 3, you're going to have these special guests announcing picks. And it's like, man, everybody wants to give a 10-minute speech. Everybody's got something they want to shout out. It's like, man, come on.
I'm glad you practiced that yesterday because we're going to be doing that tonight. So you're going to be translating the TV to the side for us.
So while we're waiting on the draft to start, I think we need to talk about last night.
Okay.
What did you guys think of round one? Just initial thoughts, what did you think?
I thought it was a great time. I thought it was – I mean, it started off, I thought, you know, the first pick was what we thought it was going to be. And then from there, I thought it just kind of was a lot of fun. Houston
did some things. That was cool.
Yeah, that was very fun to watch. You know, and you all week we heard different things. And I feel like this happens every time. Mm. All week you hear different reports, and they're not going to do this, they're going to do that. They take the guy that we always thought they should have taken.
Right.
And then they jump right back up to 3 and take.
What did you think of that move? Because I feel like they're getting a lot of crap from people for that. What did you guys think?
I liked it.
I think they get arguably the best – quarterback could be in the entire draft, and then they go get arguably the best defensive player in the entire draft right away.
Yep.
Well, very smart for a new head coach, a team that desperately needs both those things.
Well, for me, we talk about it all the time. The NFL has now moved towards a pass versus defend the pass league.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you go out and you get one of the best passers. I would say the best passer in this draft is C.J. Stroud, who, the Georgia game, you saw what he can do. Marv got hurt, but still – like, he showed how good he is. And then on the flip side, defending the pass, one of the things, you know, the aspects of defending the pass is the pass rush. And Will Levis, in my opinion, or not Will Levis, geez, what a slip that was. Will Anderson.
Bring you on a live show.
Will Anderson.
10 minutes
shut
in.
Up, Blake. Will Anderson was by far the best edge rusher in this draft. I know Tyree Wilson's really good, but Will Anderson, two cornerstone pieces, C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson for the Texans. I mean, to kickstart a franchise with those two guys, they couldn't have done much better.
You potentially, like you said, just got your offensive and defensive leaders for the future. Boom, last night.
Are you worried about what they get? I didn't think they gave up a ton, but if you look at it in terms of where they are as a roster, they need a lot. Okay? I mean, who's Stroud going to throw to?
Nico Collins.
You know what I mean? So concerned that they got two great pieces, but they needed so much. And they didn't give up the Browns picks, which could potentially be lower. They gave up their picks. Yeah. There's a chance those are top five picks.
That's a shot at us. They think they're going to be better than the Cleveland Browns. Oh. That's what they're saying.
If that happens, I don't know if there'll be a Dogs podcast season 4 or 5.
Well, it's either that or the teams that they were trading with said, we don't want the Browns picks, we want your picks.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I like their offseason, though. I mean, I think that if you've, like, paid attention to what they're doing as far as defensively, they're silently building a nice defense. And you got a great coach. I mean, he's kind of unproven, but...
Kind of?
Very unproven. But just from what we've seen so far, I like what they've done. I think they're heading the right direction. That franchise has been... Mm-hmm. I mean, I know we're the Cleveland Browns podcast, and so it's hard to talk crap about what franchises have done over the last 20 years, but it's been rough for them also.
So I was pretty pumped to see CJ go number two to them because all the smoke.
Yeah.
I like CJ Stroud. Like you said, he's the best passer. To me, it's not even close.
Yeah,
I watch him make so many throws on the sideline. Like, just unbelievable. And he showed, when willing, he's plenty athletic enough to impact the game with his legs. I mean, that Georgia game, that's what we've been begging for 2 years, basically, with him. And he showed he can do it. My only fear is, and I'm stealing this joke from John because since he's not here, is I hope he never requests a trade.
Oh, jeez.
Because who knows what's going to happen. That it's what do you guys – Bryce Young going number one, what do you guys think? Because everybody talked about just, like, he's a generational talent, but, man, he's tiny. Yeah. And we're seeing, I mean, Kyler Murray's having a hard time staying healthy.
Yep.
That kind of, like, do you think does he survive?
That's my biggest fear, because everybody talks about the size with Bryce Young. And like I said earlier in the show that I did this afternoon, it's not the height. The 5'10 thing's not that big of a deal. We've seen smaller quarterbacks under 6 foot have success, especially if they're the type of, you know, passer Bryce Young is, being accurate and everything like that on the field. But that weight, man, that sub 200 body, I don't know how that holds up taking the beating that he's going to take.
So PFF has him listed at 204 pounds.
He's not 204 pounds.
He came into that.
No. And, you know, that was he bulking up for months.
Yep.
And he ate a huge breakfast, and he didn't go to the bathroom, and he weighed in at 204. You know, during the season and the grind, conditioning, this dude's playing at like 190.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so I just – he better not take any big hits. You know what I mean? Like – He better be slippery. And he had the injury in college.
Yeah.
So that's a little concerning. I mean, not for me because I'm not a Carolina fan. But if I'm a Carolina fan, I'm slightly concerned about that. He's obviously good.
Yes.
Very good. So
that's my biggest problem with the pick is it's not that Bryce Young is bad. It's just what's around him. You look at that trade. They traded their best wide receiver and picks, valuable picks, to go up and take Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. What's a quarterback if he has no weapons?
Right.
You know, what's a quarterback if he has no offensive line? So at his size, I feel like he's going to be running around. And people forget this season at Alabama, he didn't have the same weapons. He didn't have John Metchie. He didn't have Jamison Williams. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for what he did, even though Alabama had a down year for them, he did very well. But I'm seeing kind of a similar situation, maybe a little bit worse now with him going to Carolina. And the Steelers are selecting here. Yeah. So
while they get their announcer up here to say the pick, I'll just say I don't think the Panthers' O-line is bad, but you're right as far as the receiving options that they have. There's nothing. I mean, who's their one?
So DJ they got Thielen,
Chark, Joey Porter Jr. To the Steelers. We knew that was coming.
I thought that was coming for sure.
Yep, definitely thought that was coming.
I mean, that's one of those... Dad's got ties to the team.
Mm-hmm. Dude. Yep.
So, you know, like they did, they had the inside track on that, like information-wise, that kind of thing. Dude's a stud.
Yeah. The thing about the Steelers drafting any defensive player, especially in the first two rounds, is you know that player is going to haunt the AFC North and the Browns in particular every year.
Forever.
Yep.
We'll see. Here's the deal is I think the Browns – wide receiver room is so much better this year than it was last year. Just in terms of, I mean, I think adding Elijah Moore is, I feel like it's an underrated add. He's, you know what I mean? Like his speed and stuff like that. You got to think Donovan Peoples-Jones is going to continue to evolve. So I'd like to think them drafting a rookie corner is not doomsday for the Browns, but I guess we'll see.
It's not doomsday, but my problem, and we were talking before the show about this, that this was like the worst case scenario because the Steelers sitting at 32 with the guys that were on the board still. It's like this is a player they could have took with their first round selection.
No, for sure.
And he falls right into their lap, so they grab Broderick Jones and now Joey Porter Jr. It's like with Broderick Jones, you know, we could say, eh, you know what, Myles Garrett. You know, welcome mm-hmm. to the NFL, kid. But here, it's kind of like, who knows? Because, yes, the Browns have had added a lot at wide receiver. But at the same time, it's like, do we really have that massive difference maker? Like, DPJ is great. He's been really good. I think Elijah Moore could be really, really good. He could be that guy. But do we have one guy other than Amari Cooper that we know for sure is the guy, and no, now the Steelers add Joey Porter, and it's frustrating.
So this is, you know, Joey Porter, Penn State, he's almost 23. He's 22 years old right now, 6'2", 193 pounds, ran a 4.46 at the combine. He's a press cornerback you want. He's 6'2". He attacks receivers at the line of scrimmage. He had a career there this past fall. He only allowed 143 yards in 10 games.
Yep. That's wild. That's insane.
It's wild.
By the way, shout out to the Discord, because I just sound like Mel Kiper Jr. right there. And I didn't know any of that. I didn't know any of that stuff 30 seconds ago. But no, he's going to be, as long as it translates to the pro game, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
So we got the Cardinals on the clock. I want to go back to the first round. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about last night in this first round since the Browns don't have a pick. Who were your head scratchers? What was the first team that made a pick that you went, huh?
There's a couple. Because
I know what it was for me.
Go for it.
For me, it was at four.
We're diving in.
You know, DF wants to fight me on this.
I got DF's back on this one a little bit.
There's no way you have his back. I don't believe
there is.
He's got his back.
You can't be the guy who tells me that you don't believe Lamar is a good enough passer to win this league, but you're pro taking a guy who completed 53% of his passes in college at number four in the draft. There's no way.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't take Lamar four in the draft. I'm saying that I think that Anthony Richardson can do, and I'm sorry, my mouth is full. I got Omaha steak meat in my mouth. It's really good.
Pause.
But I think that he can do what Lamar did in the NFL.
No, it doesn't translate. Lamar won a Heisman at Louisville. Anthony Richardson played at Florida.
Okay. He played 1 year, and by everything that I've read from scouts and analysts, and you tell me if you've heard the same thing, is his progression through that 1 year of he was named the starter, and then by the time he got done.
That's a guy you take in round two or three,
four. Can I sell you on Anthony Richardson?
No, it won't happen. It will not happen.
Oh, the Cardinals have traded the pick.
Anthony Richardson.
To the Lions.
To the Titans.
Oh, Titans. Oh, Titans whoa.
They're coming up to get Hendon Hooker. Oh, I bet you.
That's what I'm going to say.
Levis.
They just took their tackle in the first round, so I bet you.
For the record.
They're not taking Levis. They'll take Hooker.
I'll let you do your sell on Richardson. The only, and I think you're going to say this, but. So you have Philly's offensive coordinator going to the Colts as their head coach.
That's a big. That's why they took.
And I think that your argument might be that they can replicate some of the same things.
Jalen throws way better than him.
Go ahead.
So
DF.
Okay, here's my thing with Anthony Richardson, because I thought I really did, and I said this in the voicemail. I thought the Carolina Panthers.
Him, by the way.
Yep.
I thought the Carolina Panthers really. Could swing at Anthony Richardson at one, just because to me he's the closest thing. Let me finish. I see your face. He's the closest thing to a Cam Newton clone that we've seen, size wise, athleticism wise, and big arm. Now, Blake, yes, he's not a finished product right now, but here's the thing too. You got to picture it like this as well. Fit matters. He went to the Indianapolis Colts, like you said, the offensive coordinator going there to be the head coach. They got a good offensive line already. They have an established run game with Jonathan Taylor. Now you have a guy like Michael Pittman who could be an elite number or really good number one receiver. They just drafted the kid last year out of Cincinnati, Alec Pierce. Mm-hmm. He's got weapons to throw to, and they're going to give him time. Gardner Minshew could be the start, probably is going to be the starting quarterback there for a while.
If they're smart, I bet he will be, yeah.
He has all the tools, and I understand where you're coming from, because my biggest problem with Will Levis is people fall in love with a couple highlights and they overdraft like crazy. Anthony Richardson, I don't think, is that guy, because I've seen just the ability to do it consistently, but he didn't have the help. If you turn on the tape, there was a lot of plays.
I mean, did Lamar have help at Louisville?
No. No, he didn't.
No, and he won a Heisman. Mm-hmm. This guy, here's my thing about Anthony Richardson, okay?
Wait. Let Titans pick, and then you can give your thing about Anthony
Richardson. I already know who they picked.
Do you?
Well, quit cheating.
It's on PFF's early.
Don't spoil it.
And the Tennessee Titans, Goodell, quit yapping.
Come on, Hendon Hooker.
Will Levis.
Really?
What a terrible pick.
Will Levis.
Wow.
No, here's the thing, though. This is value.
This sucks because now Treylon Burks dynasty.
You spent a second-round pick on this guy. So now you don't have to say he's the quarterback of your future.
No, but this is a – I mean, this is essentially the first pick in the second round. This is 33.
Here we go. Will Levis, obviously Kentucky, 23 years old, to 6'4", 229 pounds, didn't run the 40. I said he fought to keep his head above water week in and week out against SEC competition. He'll be battle-tested for the NFL. Levis played through turf toe for much of the 2022 season, but earned a 90.6 overall grade when healthy under former Rams offensive coordinator Liam Cohen in 2021. So, I don't think necessarily – I know quarterback to me isn't the issue for the Titans. I think Tannehill's not great, but he's serviceable. I think letting A.J. Brown go – you let A.J. Brown go, then you brought in a receiver who, and it's not, I guess it's not his fault, but didn't he have health problems?
Asthma.
Something? Like, he didn't play last year, right?
Well, he was injured. He had, like, foot issues and
things. Yeah, so you traded A.J. Brown and drafted this guy to be the A.J. Brown replacement, and he didn't play. They have nobody on the outside. So I don't think quarterback was the biggest need for the Titans.
You want a hot take?
Yeah.
Malik Willis is better than Will Levis.
That is a hot take. Now, I'm not going to –
because he's not very good at all.
I'm not going to argue as much because I said on this show like a month ago that I thought Will Levis would get somebody fired, but that's back when I thought he'd go in the first round. You take him in the second round, you take all the pressure off. So, now, early second round can be looked at as like an extended first, but he's not a top 10 pick. You're not forced to play him right away, and you're not banking your future on him. If this guy doesn't pan out, you didn't give him a ton of money, you know, you can move on from this guy quick if he doesn't pan out. So back
sit
to
behind Tannehill. Yeah.
I see Paxton Lynch all over Will Levis.
So
now, I'm not joking either. I don't mean that as like to be controversial. I'm dead serious. That's who I see when I see Will Levis.
Back to Richardson. Andrew Jackson says Richardson is a poor man's Jamarcus Russell. He said he couldn't beat out who was this Emory Jones. Here's my deal. Maybe people who watch more college football than I do knew who Anthony Richardson was throughout the season. But I typically, if you're going to be like a top five draft pick, even if you don't pay a ton of attention to the college game, you know who these guys are. Mm-hmm. Okay, nobody was talking about Anthony Richardson until he declared for the draft.
I saw mock drafts all college season long where he was a first rounder.
And the reaction was, what is this guy doing? Why is he – he got some bad advice. Initially, when he said he was committing, people were like, this guy's like a second, third rounder. Who's telling this guy to come out of college? And then – but he's athletic.
Had a great combine. Like, off the,
you know who
off
else
the chart. I know.
The guy in New York.
Wow.
Zach Wilson.
Wow.
Oh, they took
we're going to get to the Titans once I'm done ragging you on Richardson.
Dude. Wow. They the
Lions
on
just
Michael
took
Mayer.
Sam LaPorta.
The Lions passed on Michael Mayer to take him.
This is just another Lions pick that I just kind of...
Wow.
I'm surprised by.
I've heard good things about Sam LaPorta. I am surprised that he went ahead of Michael Mayer.
Yeah.
But... there's just certain things about Michael
Washington.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Washington, he's not as much of a receiver, though, like receiving threat. He's a good blocker.
You know what it is? Iowa tight ends, TJ Hawkinson, now this kid. They love that style.
Yeah. I guess we'll talk about the Lions since they just had their pick.
Yeah.
What are they doing, man?
Okay.
Everybody on this show knows I love the Lions because they made me look very, very smart last year. Okay, I haven't let the world forget it.
Nope.
But, man, wasn't the reason that, like, they didn't win more games last year because their defense was, like, awful?
Correct.
So then why did they pick a running back in round one? A running back that probably would still be on the board.
So they said, too, I read...
or close.
Late first.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's smoke or not, but I read that they were willing to take him at 6.
Which,
And to me, I'm like, you brought in David Montgomery... You have DeAndre Swift, and Swift, we've talked about it, Swift can't, I think he's almost a liability. You know what I mean? when he's healthy, he's nice. But so, and then you draft this kid. I don't know if Swift's even on the team.
Here. The Raiders on the clock.
Back to the Raiders.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. We got, hey, this is even more interesting.
I will say that there were a lot of, like, even last night, though, there was a lot of trading around. Even if it was just, like, up a spot or down a spot. I mean, teams were moving. I mean, nobody really stuck at their spot.
Andrew Berry, what are you doing? Come on.
He's getting ready to trade back, too.
Some info on LaPorta. Iowa, 22, 6'3", 245 pounds, around 4'5", 9. That's moving at that size.
For a big guy.
You know what I mean? Outstanding with the ball in his hands. He can not only run away from defenders, but he can also make them miss. He had 20 broken tackles on 58 catches in 2022. So that's just – I mean, that's another weapon. I mean, their offense was high-powered last year. Jared Goff. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just crazy to – like, I just didn't think offense is what they needed. I guess, like – you can never have too many pieces or whatever, but, man, their defense was bad last year.
Well, even when they picked defense, a guy we were talking about for the Cleveland Browns possibly trading up mid to late second round if he's still there, Jack Campbell, I think he's a great player. I mean, he's athletic. He's an old-school thumper. He seems like a Dan Campbell guy. But to take him at 18, my goodness. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs, don't get me wrong, he is talented enough to be that pick, but given the position he plays, he shouldn't have been that pick.
Well, they were pumped to get him, too. I don't know if I saw a reaction video from their draft room when they, like, you would have thought they just drafted Andrew Luck. You know what I mean? Like, they were celebrating like they just won the Super Bowl for this guy.
When didn't they have the opportunity to take Bijan Robinson?
Yeah.
So
he went at 8 to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Hey, real quick, Blake, I think one thing we forgot to mention at the top of the show is we are doing the homage t-shirt giveaway tonight. So everybody who's already entered by retweeting the pinned tweet at the top of our page. If you've joined the YouTube Dog Pack or the Patreon Dog Pack, you are entered already. We did get one more person so far during this live chat to jump into the YouTube Dog Pack. But if you want entries into that contest, we're going to be giving out or announcing winners. What do we say, like 7:45, 8:45, 9:45-ish?
Yeah, we're going to be giving out
towards the end of each hour. So coming up here real soon, here in about 15, 20 minutes, we're going to announce our first winner of that contest. So if you haven't entered or if you want more entries, there are other ways to get in. So get in now and you got a chance to win all four times. And the grand prize is a package of two Homage shirts of your choice and a hoodie of your choice.
Yeah, for real. If you have these shirts are sweet.
Yes.
Homage has some very nice Cleveland
stuff. I've been repping.
I love Justin's Cleveland
I've been repping
shirt.
Them for probably like 4 or 5 years at least. I would say like 95% of my wardrobe is just Cleveland stuff because I don't have any style, and I just love Cleveland. And so, I mean, they got great stuff. They're awesome.
So, and we're also doing the other contests.
Yep.
We're giving away the Brown of the Podcaster shirts.
Yes.
From our merch store.
The first four winners will be announced tonight as well.
Yep. So, and that contest is still live.
Yeah, that's live all year, rest of the year. Get in now and you got a chance to win every month of the year.
What do they have to do to get into that?
Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating on Spotify, or subscribe on YouTube. And then you just got to take a screenshot of either any of those actions and just send it to us.
Yeah, what's the email?
Email is bark, B-A-R-K, at thedogspodcast.com, or go to thedogspodcast.com/win, W-I-N, and all the info is right there. There's an upload file.
Wow.
Michael Mayer just got drafted by the Raiders.
Replace Darren Waller with Michael
Mayer.
That
means I can go ahead and drop O.J. Howard for my dynasty
team. For sure, yes. Yep.
Especially if he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because that was Darren Waller's problem. He couldn't stay healthy.
That they didn't take Booker there?
Hey, we went
Zap Razdauer?
Razdauer. Got to give him a shout out.
Appreciate
Elite
you, man.
Member.
Appreciate
Thank you so much for joining.
You are in the contest. You made it in.
Yes. Make sure you hang out with us all night. See if you guys win some merch.
This episode is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest homemade burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun, filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout and get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. You get $20 off the Burger Perfection flight, plus free shipping. Discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So...
What a great pick.
I was very. The Lions,
I like Michael Mayer a lot.
The Lions were a team that surprised me last night. Were there any teams that you thought killed it outside the Texans?
Yes.
Okay. What do you got?
Fly. Philly. Eagles fly, baby.
Yes, Philly.
I mean,
Philly.
To get possibly the best player in the draft and Jalen Carter where they did, and then turn around and steal Nolan Smith at the end of the draft. And they still had great players on the board. I mean, they could have went with Jalen Carter and Brian Branch. They could have added, you know, whatever they wanted, essentially. There was still so much talent on the board, and they got Nolan Smith. So now looking at that defensive line, you lose Javon Hargrave, who he wanted.
Yes.
But you replace him with this dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what a plan
young,
B.
Young, hungry, just guys that are going to just disrupt. It's crazy. That was up there for me. And Jalen Carter, a lot of people thought he was the best player in the draft.
Yeah. Well, he was until he had the situation.
What is he still in legal trouble, by the way?
I think he's fine.
I think he's settled and everything. I mean, he's probably – I don't know the exact stuff, but I mean, know.
It was – he was drunk driving, right?
And racing, you know.
And somebody died?
Two people died.
So I'm not trying to bring down the mood here, but how is – nobody freaking out that this guy's drafted in the first round.
So I saw that, and I think they even mentioned it on ESPN that teams that were above, you know, Philly going into that pick took him off the board. Just
well, so I don't want to hear any more crap about the Browns selling their morals.
Right.
Yeah.
There's literally dead people out there. I mean, this is almost like having, what's his name on your team? Dude from Oakland.
Henry Ruggs?
Yeah, it'd be like signing Henry Ruggs.
Yeah.
What's the difference? We just made this guy a millionaire. But and the only thing people are talking about is how they're winning the draft because they got this guy where they got him.
Yeah.
There's dead people. Yeah. I'm not trying to bring down the mood.
You're bringing it down.
I'm just getting
you're
pissed
just
thinking
it
about
is.
How the Browns have just been crapped on for the last year for selling their morals. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this dude was, I think, drunk. I'm pretty sure it's something like that in racing. And people died, and he just became a millionaire last night.
Hours after the game.
That's crazy to me.
It is.
I mean, I'm not shocked by the Cleveland narrative. Like, I've been saying Cleveland against the world for my entire life.
Yeah, I've had Cleveland, I think I had an Ohio against the world shirt when I was a youngster. Mm-hmm. So, any other teams hit it out of the park?
Well, I don't know, but we do have a comment here I think we need to address because Miguel asks a very important question that's highlighted in green on our feed that we ought to talk about.
$5.
Yeah, we absolutely appreciate that. You. So I think we will address your question real quick.
Yes.
Do you guys think that we have any interest in trading for DeAndre Hopkins tonight? Go Browns.
God, I hope.
Yeah.
I really hope so because, man, that would make my night.
I just want a splash.
Yeah.
It's draft night. Give me a splash. Where's Sonny Weaver?
Yeah.
Well, and it'd be nice to look at Aaron Butler and say, ha! I know he's not in the chat, or at least he hasn't chimed in yet. But
he said he was going to be here, so I'm a little bit disappointed.
He doesn't have his badge yet, so I won't respond to him.
My thing with if you go and you get Hopkins, which yesterday their GM said he's going to be on the team probably, but you always have to say
and
that.
And if you're the Cardinals, why would you?
Right. You have a lot of holes.
A lot. And I don't know if Kyler's the guy there.
And he might not play at all this year.
Yeah.
By the time he's healthy enough to play, they might be so far out of it that there's no point in letting him take the field at all.
Every time I think about you know, like people are like, oh, you know, I think we're like pretty good on offense. I just think, why not just completely just overload the offense? I watched that Chiefs-Buffalo game, that playoff game a few years back, and defense in that game, those were good defenses, and it didn't matter.
What about the Super Bowl this year? Yeah. Philly had the best defense in the league.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yeah. So, to me, go get as many weapons. And a guy that has chemistry with Watson, a lot of chemistry.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I guess the biggest problem here is people are saying the money that he's owed. I think if you were to trade, it would be one of those things where the Cardinals would be picking up some of that money, or there's like a restructure or something like that. Like, we're not going to give him $30 million.
No.
You know what I mean? It's going to have to be restructured, so we're giving him way less than that.
And I don't think
Gage says D-Hop said he is willing to work out his contract.
Yeah. He said he wasn't even willing to, like, he doesn't want new money. Yeah.
Before we keep going to this, we got the Rams pick coming in now.
Oh.
And they took... Oh, the guard out of TCU. Okay. Steve Avila.
Hey, I know that name. In the one mock draft I did this year.
Nice.
Hey, the Los Angeles Rams need offensive line help in the worst way. So
they kind of need everything.
Yeah, but I mean, it starts at the line because Stafford will not play after this year if he gets hurt again. They got to protect him. How do you protect him without a run game to protect him? Well, you need an offensive line to...
The way the season ended last year, I'm not even sure what you have in Stafford.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I like Matthew Stafford a lot, and I think he's a good player. I'm just not sure.
I think he was more injured last year than we thought.
He had neck stuff going on. Like,
Just some information on Avila. Played guard at TCU. He was a senior, so played. He was there for 4 years. 23 and a half years old, 6'3", 332 pounds, ran a 5.21. Bro, that's moving at 332 pounds. Avila has started at both center and guard over the course of his career, so there's a little bit of versatility there for the Rams. He provides a physical presence regardless of where he's at. He's allowed only 11 pressures on 540 pass-blocking snaps in 2022 for an 83.6 blocking grade. So... pretty good.
Yep.
Seahawks pick is in now.
This pick should 100% be Hendon Hooker. 100%.
I already know who it is, and I'll give you a hint.
Not.
It's not.
Oh. Okay.
Well, here, real quick, we got a question from Fatal Gnome. What's the chance we scoop Swift and Hopkins in trades?
I kind of threw it out there in our group text today.
So
for as little as he would honestly be needed on the field,
who,
DeAndre Swift?
That's what I said. I said he's nice. I think I think when healthy, very good back.
Yes, yeah.
But I just don't know if that is so far below need for the Browns, in my opinion. Like,
it's fair.
What would you? I think Jerome Ford, like, is his time.
Yeah, I'm okay with
Jerome
that.
Ford,
I
mean, yeah.
So I just don't know. It's one of those things where it'd be a splash. Ooh, that's and a good fun. Okay. Hendon Hooker. Are you flip-flopping?
No, I mean, it should have been Hendon Hooker if it were me, but I still think that is a good pick.
Derek
Hall. Quickly, though, on the point on the running backs, you know, I talked about this when we were talking about the prospects video. For the Browns specifically, I don't think we need Swift because there's a couple guys in this draft at running back, and I'm going to reiterate it because I said it in that video, but how we looked at Chubb and Hunt, like, in the good years of Kareem Hunt, as 1A and 1B, I think you now have to flip that and look at Jerome Ford and the next guy as the 1A and 1B at 2. And I think there's plenty of guys in this draft that the Browns could grab late, given the position of running back, that can come in and supplement, you know, from Jerome Ford and be really, really good. It's just a matter of what style of player do they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's Evans right. could come in and be like, you know, he's compared to like Melvin Gordon. And then you got guys like Deuce Vaughn, who's just running all over the place, catching balls, just... shifty, like there's so many different options.
It's a very deep running back class, so I mean, that's the luxury there. I mean, and I don't know if I was talking to you or who I was talking to, Derek, but we talked about there's some UDFA potential here too, where there's some really, you know, high potential running backs that just aren't even going to get drafted this year because I mean, teams just don't need that many of them.
I want to get to the Seahawks pick real quick before we come back to this. So Derek Hall, edge rusher out of Auburn, 22 years old, 6'3", 254 pounds, ran a 4.55. Says Hall is built like a Greek god. That's funny, so am I. And he has reps that make him look like one, too. We just haven't seen him develop a full array of pass rushing moves just yet. as his pass rushing grade plateaued after his sophomore year in 2020. He had, in his 3 years of playing, 81.9, 82.1, and 82.6. I think the Seahawks are having a really good draft so far. And
another one.
It's going to be tough to bat last year's draft. Mm-hmm. This is what drafting well can do for you, by the way. We thought the Seahawks were going to be terrible last year, and they drafted so well. I mean, they made the playoffs on the back of that draft. They got two starting offensive linemen, a corner that took the league by storm. I mean, and it doesn't hurt that they somehow found a diamond in the rough with Geno Smith.
I love their draft last night.
Seahawks following the Andrew Berry status of the secondary. Three corners. Mm-hmm. Tariq Woolen.
Got a stud.
Witherspoon.
Oh, my
Kobe
God.
Kobe Bryant.
So, hey, we got a comment here from, or a question from Camban Music. What position or player constitutes moving up, in our opinion? For him, he thinks it's linebacker. Derek, what do you think? Because I know you've kind of talked about this a lot lately.
I definitely think linebacker, especially given the run on receivers, there's not like one of those top guys who's still in the second round. So I think receiver, you can still sit about where you're at. For me personally, and I don't even want to say his name because I feel like as soon as I do, he's going to be picked. But I talked about him a lot. Trenton Simpson. I mean, the dude flies around. He's awesome. And to me, you get him opposite of JOK. You got two dynamic outside linebackers that can just wreak havoc with Walker in the middle. And, you know, you can kind of put a Band-Aid and some duct tape over the middle linebacker spot and just have two great guys on the outside.
Matthew Bergeron. Falcons pick, offensive tackle. I guess you got to have a good offensive line. You just picked Bijan.
That's right.
So I wanted to talk about this. Not that I'm just glancing over these picks, but I know we're a Browns podcast and people want to hear about our Browns takes. I said before we went live, I didn't know if this was a year to draft a running back because you kind of consider the age of running backs where they start to fall off is 30. So you got Chubb for, you know, hopefully three more good seasons, and then you got Ford behind him. So this if you draft a running back this year, then you ain't playing time for 4 years, and what, you got him for 2 years? You know, depending on who you pick. So I just didn't know if running back was – I don't know if I'd take a running back this year. And if I did, it'd be very late. Now, I want to pose this question to you. Is Nick Chubb going to be a running back that you think falls off at 30? Because I don't – there's no way Nick Chubb only has three more good years left.
No.
There's no way. I think we've preserved his career enough. He hasn't gotten – you know, we haven't pummeled him with touches. We didn't give him the Zeke Elliott treatment. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so
I know who this pick should be. They were smart. Josh Downs. Get a receiver.
Get a little receiver for your little quarterback.
He's fast, he's shifty.
There's not very many big ones left, so.
So what do you guys think? Is do we only got three more years of Nick Chubb?
No, we have more than that.
Yeah, I think we have more.
His workload's been managed.
I'm very curious to hear Josh, because Josh is very much like a firm 30.
Yes.
Nick Chubb is in general, when I'm doing a general rule of thumb for running backs, obviously you got to take everybody case by case. Derrick Henry, is going to be, is he 30 now or is he turning 30 this year? Either way,
he's close.
Either way, he's 30. So, but I still think he's got a good year ahead of him this year and probably another good one next year before he starts to maybe slow down a little bit.
Nobody wants him. He's available.
Yeah. So, you know, there are guys that, you know, are the exception to the rule. There are guys like Todd Gurley who don't even make it to 25. So, it's not a hard and fast rule. I do think Nick Chubb's definitely got two, three really elite years left. It's just a matter of how a guy's body breaks down when he starts to get older toward 30. And you're right. We have preserved his career. I mean, I just think that running back depth is too important to just say, oh, well, we got Nick Chubb. We're good. Yeah, we are good. But if anything happens to him, we're not good. We got to make sure we're okay if that happens. And we've been okay the last few years with D'Ernest Johnson and Kareem Hunt and these guys, you know, Jerome Ford last year. We were deep last year. We need to get deep again just because it's like the most injured position in football.
Yeah. So
besides corner.
I want to address, we got Miguel. I don't want to butcher this. Moran Villarreal. Hopefully it's
Junior.
Junior. I don't know if he just became a member.
No, he's been a member.
He's been a member. Yep. We appreciate the $10, man. You guys don't have to throw money at us. I mean, I'm not going to tell you not to, but you don't have to.
Yeah, that's Miguel, that's your second donation tonight, man. Stop. Stop. You're cut off. But I appreciate you, man. That's awesome, brother. That. Thank you.
You got Miguel donating, and then people won't even join the membership for $1. What's up
with that? Yeah, I mean, Miguel just paid for a year's worth of Dog Pack membership. He wants to know, how much do you guys think it will take to get Chase Young if we don't get DeAndre Hopkins? I heard Chase Young, they want two firsts.
And Montez Sweat is also Sweat is also available, apparently.
Do you have a preference?
No. Whichever one's cheaper, honestly. I would take either one on the opposite side.
You know what's crazy is I think Young...
He hasn't played a whole lot.
Might be the cheaper one. Sweat's been a stud.
I really like Chase Young and think he could be, but it's just the injury history is starting to pile up a little bit.
Yep.
I don't want to give away a bunch and then he plays four games.
Correct.
You know?
And he's had help on that defensive line, too.
Oh, yeah.
The front seven has been
crazy.
Him. Yeah.
So, could you imagine, though, Miles and Chase opposite each other? And then you got Tomlinson in the middle. Mm-hmm. If Perrion can keep his head straight, he started to come on late last year.
What about 00?
The guy we just signed from.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden, that guy becomes a rotational piece.
Yeah.
You're bringing him in fresh legs instead of, you know, some practice squad guy. So, in terms of what it would take, the Commanders are saying two firsts. I don't know if anybody's given that up for him based on his injury history.
No. He hasn't played like a guy who's worth two firsts.
No, I could see one first, maybe.
I could see a first and a second.
A first and a player, something along those terms. So that's what I'm thinking. Fatal Gnome, thank you for the $5. Also, thank you for being a Patreon member, and thank you for being a Dog Pack member
and being leaving in us the voicemails Discord. And doing everything, man.
Thanks for being alive. He wants to know, do we include Anthony Schwartz in a trade? Would anybody even want him?
So I actually did. I wrote an article for Dog Pound Daily on this, and you guys have got to understand that, one, I think that if Anthony Schwartz being included in a trade gets the deal done, hell yeah, we're trading Anthony Schwartz. He's worthless to us.
He provides no value
offensively, special teams, nothing. But you got to remember how big of an ego NFL coaches have. And I guarantee you there are NFL coaches looking at a guy like Anthony Schwartz saying, well, I could get something out of that speed.
Lil Fred, I see your comment. We're going to throw it up to Derek here after the Panthers pick. I think it's a good question. Panthers pick is in. I already know who it is.
Yeah.
I don't like the silence here.
There it is.
Jonathan Mingo. So they took the big guy. They took the big receiver. Really the only one of the only big receivers in this class.
So
there he goes.
So getting their young quarterback some help.
Yeah.
You know, they just traded DJ Moore, right? Was that late last year? Was that in the offseason?
That was to get up to one.
To get up to one. Okay. So, you know, bring
this
him in.
This could be
some
a sneaky
help.
Good pick for them.
It's a great pick.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really good wide receivers on the board. There was talks. I mean, you brought it up. Like right after I talked about Jonathan Mingo, all of a sudden people are talking about him going in the second, and it's because
I saw first round mocks with him in it.
Yeah, and it's because of stuff like this. You look at AJ Brown, you look at DK Metcalf, and guys that size out of the same school. By the way,
these big physical guys are.
And the thing that one of the things that I keep looking at now when I'm doing these wide receiver evals is that contested catch rate because I've heard a big knock against Quentin Johnston who went in the first round last night to the Chargers where he's a big bodied receiver but he's not a contested catch guy. He doesn't come down with the 50-50 balls. Mingo does.
That was silly.
I like Jonathan Mingo, man.
This concerns me for Marvin Mims now. I mean, Jalen Hyatt's still on the board. Down's still on the board. Ooh. There's good receivers left. But if the Browns want a receiver, and I've heard that Mims is a guy they love. And if they love him,
they might have to move up. So I want to keep talking about Schwartz real quick. People are saying, I don't know if we can give him away. Here, I will say this. Obviously, we all know how we feel about Schwartz, okay? But football coaches have egos, and a football coach can look at this guy, and he's got his Olympic world-class speed or whatever, and go, I can do something with that.
Okay.
The, you know what I mean? So I'm not saying we're not getting anything of real value for him.
No, he's a throw-in. He's a deal sweetener. He's a sweetener on a deal that gets it done.
So would a team take him? I'm not saying every team in the league would take him, and I'm not saying people are seeking him. But I think if if they're on the fence, and they're like, well, we can throw this guy in on top, and it depends on what kind of – like a team like the Chiefs would take Schwartz.
I was just
about to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah. People love speed.
That kind of thing. So,
I actually – who did I list? I forget. I know I mentioned the Chiefs. I mentioned the Bills, potentially needing a downfield speed and the well, Colts? The Lions, because Jameson Williams is now out for the first six games, and they still don't really know what they have in him.
Yep.
So if you're taking a swing on a guy just as a throw-in, I mean, teams would definitely take him, because you know what? If they don't like him either, they'll just cut him.
Yep.
And they'd rather take the shot.
The Colts just lost Paris Campbell. I know Anthony Schwartz isn't necessarily a slot guy, but they could look at that speed and say,
but you got to get him the ball around the line of scrimmage, otherwise he's not coming down with it. So.
So then
I'd rather have Blake playing receiver than Anthony Schwartz.
I got hands, man. I got hands. I'm not going to get much separation, but my contested catch rate's very high.
Big body box.
Big hands, get that. Yeah.
I got hands. Saints pick is in before they announce, because it'll take, you know, Roger forever to get out there. Lil Fred asked on here, who are the good productive linebackers we should really look at grabbing? It's our biggest position of need. So I'm throwing this up to you. I know you got a mouthful of meat. What do you think? Who should we be targeting, linebacker wise?
All right, let me swallow right quick.
Yeah, you do that.
Swallow that Omaha steaks, guys. Seriously, while he's chewing and swallowing his lovely meat, go to OmahaSteaks.com and use that promo code DAWGS, DAWGS, and get $20 off. Free shipping.
You can't make me laugh like that.
No, for real.
Seriously,
though.
This new Burger Perfection flight package that they just came out with. I mean, it's, what is it, five different cuts of steak made into their new steak burgers.
It's delicious.
And you get four of every one. Like, it's amazing. You get 20 burgers. They're so good.
So, we got the pick coming in here. We're going to get to Derek's thoughts on linebackers as soon as this pick comes in. We're going to be picking our first winner here probably in, like, the first five, in the next 5 minutes or so. So, you got about 5 minutes to get your, to get in some entries.
Yeah.
Become a dog pack.
$10 from Fatal Gnome says, swallow that meat. Thank you, Derek.
Jeez.
If you want to win an homage t-shirt, make sure you enter the contest. You got about 5 minutes before we pick our first winner. So, yeah. Do that.
I'm looking at not on cereal. He's John Nye right now. He is in the building.
We're gonna
he's
need to get ready to get over.
He's
get
looking swole though.
Yeah, we're gonna need to get him to hair and makeup because he's looking a little rough.
Looking like he just walked out of work.
Yeah.
And walked through a rainstorm, which by the way, it's pouring down.
It's pouring down rain. So they announced the pick, right?
Yep.
It's Isaiah Foskey. Here we go. I got some information coming in. Edge rusher out of Notre Dame, 22 years old, 6'5", 264 pounds. He ran a 4.58. Foskey is one of the better pocket collapsers in the draft class. He used his 34-inch arms to corral quarterbacks 23 times over the past two seasons. I'm supposed to call out Truth Senpai. This is him with all the picks.
Nice.
So it wasn't Pastor Rob. I don't know why it's just coming through for him, why it's coming through for him. But again, like I said, we got we have a guy in Scotland who is feeding us information
That's pretty awesome.
And like working the Discord servers for us right now.
That's awesome.
We got producer Kyle over here sitting in the dark corner.
Shout out Kyle.
So we got a shout out producer
Kyle.
We got Derek all the way here from Columbus. We got Kenny Mack up here in our Facebook messages from Canada. This is global. You guys have helped us take this global. So we really appreciate that. It brings a tear to my eye. So linebackers.
Yep. Linebackers. So I did some homework on a list of guys that I think would fit the Browns. So Trenton Simpson, name I've talked about a lot. I think the Browns are definitely going to have to trade up to get him. I just talked about him. Uber athletic, fast, flies to the ball. Owen Pepo, for me, makes a lot of sense. I've seen him mock to the Browns in a few mock drafts. He's a guy that could go between the fourth and fifth round, and I think – you know, if the Browns have their eyes on a receiver or a defensive tackle they like falls, and they can't pick linebacker, and if he slips, prime spot for the Browns to take him. That dude's – he's going to be fun. If the Browns end up getting him, he's going to be fun. And then another guy, Dorian Williams, who's currently projected to go in the third round, thumper. I mean, thumper.
I feel like that's what the Browns need. We got our speed. Like, JOK is the speed guy. And honestly, the Browns can use Delpit. It's like an in-the-box safety for that. We need a guy that's not going to get pushed around. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I like that.
Can I interest you in Panay Sewell's brother?
No. Not just
it's funny because his name is Noah. Noah Sewell, who's the linebacker from Oregon. He was actually projected before this season to go way, way higher than he will go. He's 6'1.5", 246 pounds. Big dude. He's gotten better. His problem was consistency, which as the season went on, he got more consistent.
Barry Shuck talked about him.
Yeah.
We had him on a couple months ago talking about some of this stuff for the draft coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a very good player. It's for me, it's just what do the Browns want? Because if they want a middle linebacker, I'm looking at Dorian Williams, Noah Sewell. If they want an outside guy, Trenton Simpson, Owen Pippo, Ivan Pace Jr. from Cincinnati is a name that's been thrown out there a lot. And then there's a kid from TCU, D. Winters, who's a one of these crazy athletes. You know, he flies around, and he's kind of projected to go pretty late. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we got later on in the draft and, you know, he continued to slip if Andrew Berry, you know, picked him. There's just a lot of athleticism at linebacker. It's a deep linebacker
with
class.
The Ravens re-signing Lamar Jackson, which we haven't even got into yet. We're going to get into that.
Stay tuned. Yeah. We're going to dive into that.
You got to have athleticism. You know what I mean? So, well, I think it's time. First of all, before we announce this first winner for homage, I just want to say Andrew Jackson just mentioned the Discord's popping
off.
So I just want to, again, I'm not trying to just like spend the whole night promoting ourselves. but if you like, you know, us and you like hanging out with us, you know, for these lives and stuff like that, this Discord, join this dog pack, you get access to this Discord. And at first it might be like, because it's cool to talk to us when we're not on a show, but all these people in this Discord have like, they've all become friends from like all over the world. Last night during the draft, I was taking care of my child and doing things not even getting to watch. And they're in the voice chat in the Discord, like all of them just hanging out all across the country. So if you're into that kind of thing and you just want to talk to Browns fans and just meet cool people from all across the earth, just check it out. It's definitely sweet.
Let me say this too on Discord. A lot of people don't know what Discord is. And I mean, we talked about it. You know, you guys got to meet some of my friends.
Yep.
A lot of them, we talk daily on Discord and we live all different places. It is super easy to use. It's not complicated. So if you want to just say, hey, I'm in a Browns mood, I want to talk about some Cleveland Browns football, all you got to do is go in at everybody and whoever wants to join and talk some Browns football. It's like that.
It's literally, so before we make this pick real quick, I know I said we're going to do it. I'm just, you know, really, we have a Browns thread, fantasy football, a podcast thread, a draft night thread. There's literally a grilling thread, a gambling thread, a cars thread, a high school football thread. There's literally, people are in here talking about literally anything and everything. It's just an awesome place. It's basically like an internet bar. It's pretty awesome. So if that's what you're interested in, jointhedogs.com to become a dog pack member.
That's EJ Ojulari off the board. That is a good pick for the Cardinals.
Very good pick.
They're going to need it.
Yeah. So they need a lot of good players.
So I think we're going to pick our first homage winner now. Josh has got – so basically all the entries up to this point so far – Josh has dropped all of your names into a random name generator on his computer, so it's completely random. We have no idea who's about to win. If you don't win this time, your name will be back in the random generator for the next pick. We're going to announce this winner, and we're going to take a quick five-minute break so we can get John set up and get our bearings as we continue to progress through this second round.
Yeah, we'll talk about Ojulari after we get back, and then we'll dive into the Lamar Jackson.
And don't go anywhere. I see we're up to the most viewers like we've ever had at one point. Let's keep this energy. I promise we'll be back in five minutes.
It's a fun commercial too, guys. Just stay tuned.
Yeah.
It's not boring stuff. Okay, you ready for the first winner? Randomize. Fatal Gnome Pod.
Hey, okay.
All right.
So that
you deserve
again,
it all the money.
Yeah,
that you
no kidding.
So practically paid for it.
Congratulations to Fatal Gnome. You are the first winner of the first drawing of the homage T-shirt tonight. We'll be getting a hold of you. We got your contact information. We'll get you set up with a shirt. We'll get it delivered to you ASAP. Again, thank you so much for everything you do to help support this show. We're also going to pick one of our other winners.
Oh, I suppose we could do that.
Yeah, so, I mean,
weren't here when we talked about it, so this is for a Brownie the Podcaster Elf, Brownie the Podcaster Elf t-shirt off our merch store, the Dogs Podcast. So actually, I have to get a whole new random name generator.
Oh, I surprised Josh. That's how you know this is completely authentic. He's not ready. Yeah. I just sprung it on him. He's got to throw your guys' names
I'm
in the name.
I'm looking at the
screen.
There's 100,000 tabs open. He's panicking.
I know. Right?
Inside, which one is it? Which one is it?
Okay. Freaking out.
Next contest winner gets to wrestle Blake for an Omaha steak burger.
I'm not the man I used to be. You can have the burger.
Get him in the
So this is for this is for our merch. This is for the Brownie, the Podcaster Elf t-shirt. It's pretty awesome t-shirt.
This is
if
you're doing a 5-star review on Apple, 5-star rating on Spotify, or subscribing on YouTube, you get entered into this contest for the year. We're just doing the first 4 months winners tonight. So the first winner, I guess this would be for January, is going to be Andy Kaiser.
Hey.
He was just Dog Pack Member of the Month.
Yeah. So, right. Again, we appreciate you guys being here. The Packers pick just went in, Luke Musgrave. We're going to get into, we'll cover Ujulari. We'll cover Musgrave. This is just going to be a quick 5-minute commercial. Let us get John set up. Let us grab a quick shot of water or something. We'll be right back. Please don't go anywhere. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you guys in 5 minutes.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.